This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma reiterates government's commitment to ensure economic prosperity in the country. Jumla district supplies apples worth 614 million rupees this year. Nepal defeat England by 6 wickets in first match of Hong Kong Sixes tournament. Nepal to face Sri Lanka in quarterfinal tomorrow. And more than 200 people killed in Valencia floods as another reason Spain faces rain a lot. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reiterated the government's commitment to ensure economic prosperity in the country. Addressing the Sisnopani Devsi program organized at Nepal Academy in Kathmandu, Prime Minister Oli claimed that the government was advancing towards the path of development and prosperity. The Prime Minister called on everyone to work in unison with optimistic thoughts. The Newar community in Vaktapur district is celebrating Mahapuja, the worship of the self, this evening, and Vaitika Okija Puja tomorrow, as per the decision of Bhaktapur municipality. The municipality called on district folks to celebrate Vaitika tomorrow. However, the Nepal Calendar Determination Committee has determined that Vaitika should be observed on Sunday. This year's Tihar festival will end on Sunday after celebrating Vaitika. The Jumla district produced a total of 20,511 metric tons of apples this year. The Agriculture Development Office in Jumla shared that the quantity of apples was grown in 4,250 hectares of land in Jumla. Of the total production, the farmers and suppliers exported almost 9,400 metric tons of apples from Jumla. The Agriculture Development Office informed that all 8 local labels in the district supplied apples worth 614 million rupees. The farmers from Jumla sold their apples at an average rate of 60 rupees per kilogram. A Japanese tourist has been rescued after he tripped and got injured during trekking at Kumbala of Pasanglamu Rural Municipality 4. The 58-year-old Mitsugu Sisido fell some 10 meters down from a trekking route at 3 p.m. yesterday while returning from Kumbula Pass, reportedly after missing his way. Deputy Superintendent of Police Dwarika Prasad Ghimare said he was rescued with the help of locals. The tourist sustained injuries on his face, head and legs and was taken to Dingbuche Health Post for treatment. His condition is said to be out of danger. Nepal defeated England by 6 wickets in the first match of the Hong Kong Sixes tournament played at Mong Kok in Hong Kong today. Nepal, who were chasing a victory target of 98 runs, met the target in 4.2 overs without losing any wicket. Captain Sandeep Jora scored the highest 50 runs for Nepal. He hit 6 sixes and 4 fours off 12 balls. Similarly, Lucas Baum collected 20 runs with the help of 2 sixes and 1 boundary in 11 balls. Rashid Khan made 21 runs, including 2 sixes and 2 fours in 5 balls. England, who batted first after losing the toss, made 97 runs in 5.5 overs, losing 6 wickets. England's speaker Ravi Bhopara collected highest 49 runs with the help of 1 4 and 7 sixes of 14. Pardon me. England's skipper Ravi Bhopara collected highest 49 runs with the help of 1 4 and 7 sixes of 12 balls. Nepal's Pratish Dissi took 2 wickets, while Narayan Joshi, Lucas Baum and Vivek Yadav took 1 wicket. Nepal in Group B alongside England and Australia. Nepal will face Australia tomorrow. The Hong Kong Cricket Sixes is an international cricket tournament with limited 6 overs for each side. Nepal are participating in the tournament for the first time. Meanwhile, Nepal has entered the quarterfinal of the Hong Kong Sixes tournament after Australia also defeated England in another match of the group stage today. Nepal will face Sri Lanka in the quarterfinal tomorrow. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही मजाले चलाउने
*14#15# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The death toll in southwest Spain had surged to 202. The BBC cited Interior Ministry's Integrated Operational Coordination Center as saying the number of deaths after flooding Valencia province reached 202. The total death toll in Spain has reached at least 205 after two other people died in the Castilla-La Mancha region and another in Andalusia. Similarly, a red rain warning has been issued along the coast of Huelva in southwest Spain, with people being told to stay at home. It is said rainfall is estimated to continue with great intensity. Another 500 military personnel have joined the cleanup operation in Valencia, and utility companies are trying to restore power to thousands of residents. At least 7 people, including 5 schoolchildren, have been killed and 23 injured in a bombing near a girls' school in southwestern Pakistan. Al Jazeera cited Senior Superintendent of Police Rahmat Ullah as saying Friday's attack targeted police guarding a polio vaccination drive in Mustung, a town in Balochistan province. The blast was believed to have been caused by an improvised device attached to a motorbike parked near the school. According to the AFP news agency, one police officer and a shopkeeper were also killed in the explosion. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Islamabad has frequently blamed the Taliban government in neighboring Afghanistan for failing to root out attacks on Pakistan from across the border. North Korea says it will stand by Russia until its victory in Ukraine. According to AFP news agency, North Korea's Foreign Minister Choi Soon-hui, during his visit to Moscow on Friday, pledged to assist Russia in the war with Ukraine. The North Korean foreign minister's remark came amidst the West's fear that up to 10,000 North Korean troops are training in Russia and on the brink of entering the more than 2-year conflict on Russia's side. U.S. intelligence has claimed that some of the troops have made their way to the Kursk border region, with Washington and Seoul warning North Korea to withdraw its army. North Korea's foreign minister also vowed that North Korea will continue to develop its nuclear arsenal, with Pyongyang widely suspected of wanting nuclear technology from Russia in exchange for military support. However, neither country has denied the troop deployment reports. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorology Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi province along with the hilly regions and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder shower is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Koshi province, Bagmati province and Gondagi province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma only reiterates government's commitment to ensure economic prosperity in the country. Jumla district supplies apples worth 614 million rupees this year. Nepal defeat England by 6 wickets in first match of Hong Kong Sixes tournament. Nepal to face Sri Lanka in quarter-final tomorrow. And more than 200 people killed in Valencia floods as another reason is Spain faces rain alert. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.